God bless you all. Soul Revival, that was wonderful. Beloved in Christ, peace be unto you. Our theme for reflection this morning is giving us worship a matter of the heart. Giving us worship a matter of the heart. Nyamiye, oh nyamiye, da sewama, aya chie yo. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us in your presence today. We thank you for the word that gives life and light. As we hear your word on giving as worship, Father, open our hearts to receive it with understanding and gratitude. Teach us to give not out of duty, but out of love and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. May our giving bring you glory. May our giving bless your house and expand your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. People of God, giving has always been a part of worship. From the days of Abel and Abraham to the early church, God's people have expressed their devotion, their faith, and gratitude through giving. But you see, giving is more than just a transaction. Giving is a declaration of worship. True giving flows from a grateful heart. A heart that remembers that God's goodness cannot remain unappreciated. A heart that remembers God's goodness cannot remain closed. It cannot be stingy. Worship, at its core, is not about what we say. Onye maye kan kutin oye worship. Onye nyuma aye tun kutin oye worship. Worship is about the posture of your heart towards God. And when our hearts overflow with gratitude, giving becomes a joyful act of worship. Amen. When our hearts overflow with gratitude, giving becomes a joyful act of worship. So I want us to go through just 4 points this morning. Giving begins with remembering the source. Giving begins with remembering the source. Paul tells the Corinthians, he said, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. so kitikita ebenya ne kitikite so kakraka ebenya ne kakraka. Amen. But you know what? Everything we have comes from God. And that's where it starts. The understanding, the belief, the faith that everything you have is not because of your own works, but it is God who has given it to you. Our jobs, our health, our strength, the breath in our lungs. If we understand that everything that we have has been given to us by God, our approach, our attitude would definitely be different when it comes to giving. See, the thing is, we serve a very, very generous God. And he gave first. We all know John 3:16. We all learned that in children's service. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he gave first. How many of us here, when we are told to take our children to go and die the kind of death that Jesus died, would do it? How many of us, if you have that courage, I don't, but if you have that courage, God bless your heart. Because I don't. Giving is an act of love, not obligation. Mama won't show. Therefore, Bibi Manyami, Nemum, would da a woman Yamino, my honor only do to give. Hallelujah. Giving is also an expression of worship. In Proverbs 3:9-10, Proverbs 3:9-10, the Bible says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. With new wine, not old wine. And the scripture that we read from 2 Corinthians tells us God is able to bless. Hallelujah. When we give, we are not just funding the church. When you give, you are not just funding Presbyterian Church of Ghana. You are not just funding Mount Zion. When you give, you are honoring God. Giving is an act of honor. Just as we lift our hands in worship and we raise songs of praises, we also honor God when we bring our substance before him. In the Old Testament, the Israelites never came to the house of God empty-handed. Each offering was a reminder that everything belongs to him and that he is worthy of their best. Is that how you feel this morning? As we prepare for the harvest, is that how you feel? That he's worthy of your best. See, when we give, what we're saying to God is, Lord, you are the first in my life. Everything that I have is yours. I trust in you as my source. And that, believers, That is worship. Hallelujah. Worship is not limited to songs. It is the offering of our hearts, our time, our talent, and our treasure. I also need you to know that generosity is fueled by gratitude. Gratitude is the soil in which generosity grows. A thankful heart recognizes that every good and perfect gift comes from God. When we remember his blessings, the salvation, the life that we have, the health that we have, his provision, we naturally respond with thanksgiving and giving. Think about the woman with the alabaster jar in Luke 7. She came to Jesus with a costly perfume. She broke it and poured it on his feet. Others saw that and said she was being wasteful. But what did Jesus see in her? Jesus saw that as worship. Hallelujah. Jesus saw that as worship. Her giving flowed from gratitude for forgiveness and grace. So this morning, if you are here and you believe that it is by his grace that you are sitting here, then your heart should express that thanksgiving, that gratefulness in worship of giving. Hallelujah. When we reflect on how God has blessed us, our hearts should overflow with thanksgiving that moves us to give freely and joyfully. You see, ungrateful hearts hold back, but grateful hearts pour out. You cannot receive from God if you are tight-fisted. I think I've demonstrated that here before. There is no way you can receive when you are tight-fisted. You'll have to open your hand to receive. And if you open your hand, something has to leave. Hallelujah. When we give with gratitude, we're saying, Lord, I haven't forgotten what you've done for me. Some of us, we've been through dangerous situations. Sometimes we stand back and look at our lives and ask ourselves, why am I still here? When you are looking into the barrel of a gun pointed at your head, and then the person just mysteriously turns around and walks away without pulling the trigger, you ask yourself, Lord, why am I still here? And the least you can do is to honor him with your substance. Amen? So let your giving be the voice of your thanksgiving. Every gift you bring says, thank you, Lord. Every offering is a reminder of your appreciation to the giver of all good things. Giving also demonstrates trust and obedience. Giving is a test of our faith and our obedience. As a test of faith, and our suitay, your obedience and your faith. See, Malachi 3:10, that's another popular scripture, right? Can you project that for me, media? Malachi 3:10. So that we can all read it together. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith. The NIV says, test me with this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Right? Let's finish reading that, please. So much blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. This is coming from God himself. He says, test me. Test me. God invites us to trust him through giving. When we give, we acknowledge that he is our provider. We trust him to take care of what remains and to multiply it after we give. Amen? David said in 2 Samuel 24:24, I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offering that would cost me nothing. Hallelujah. Senyamia yebia mawa. Hermanaza. Are there a few, right? Let me see. What no fans working then? But that's in can. But that's in can. Hallelujah. You must feel it. It must cost you. Giving becomes worship when it costs you something. Giving becomes worship when it is a step of obedience and trust. Every time we obey God in giving, he responds with blessings. See, sometimes it comes financially. Other times it is spiritual. Amen? But it's always meaningful for your life. That's the beauty of God's blessings. Sometimes when we hear about God blessing us, all we think about is financial. It's not always that way. That's the truth. Some pastors will stand there and tell you that it will be money. Me, I won't lie to you. It's not always money. Sometimes it comes in the way of God fighting your spiritual battles for you. Amen? But the good thing is, it's always meaningful. God delights in a cheerful giver. That's what our key scripture that we read reminds us of. God loves a cheerful giver. And you know where cheer comes from? From the heart. And therefore, it's a matter of the heart. Hallelujah. God is not moved by the amount. That's the truth. God is not moved by the amount. He's moved by the attitude behind the giving. Amen? He looks at the heart behind the gift. If you bring so much, just so men can applaud you and say that just to win the applause of man or the applaud of man. I'm telling you, God is not pleased by that. God is not pleased by that. It is the intention, the attitude behind the gift. So it doesn't matter. Cheerful giving flows from the understanding that we are blessed to be a blessing. Onyame shaw, mobeya wosubeya denebe yinshira. Hallelujah. It is not about pressure. I'm not here to manipulate you. It's not about manipulation. It is about participating in God's work. Amen. When you give cheerfully, you're saying, I'm excited to be part of what God is doing. Amen. And that's a wonderful statement that pleases the heart of God when you want to be a part of what God is doing. When you give, you're not losing money. You're sowing seeds into eternity. You see, the verse 8 of our scripture says, and God is able to bless you abundantly. God is able to bless you abundantly. Let me go home, underline that in your Bible. Abundantly. When you give in worship, you don't end up empty. You end up overflowing. Amen. Worship opens doors for God's abundance in all areas of your life. Like I said earlier, it's not just financial. It could be health. It could be long life. It could be God fighting your spiritual battles on your behalf. It could also be financial. The all-wise God knows best, and he knows how to bless you. But he will bless you and bless you abundantly. Amen. So as I bring my message to a close this morning, and as we prepare for our harvest, I want you to take time and pray. And I want you to remember to sow generously, for God has been generous to us. He gave first his son, Jesus Christ. Give willingly, not because you must, but because you love. Whatever he places on your heart, give it joyfully. Whether it's large, whether it's small, give it joyfully. Let God speak to your heart. Don't try to gain the applause of men. But you know one thing, I know that God will place on your heart to give large. But it's not because of man. It's not because you want man to know that you're the largest giver. Our giving is between us and our God. Not for comparison, not for applause. What we give may leave our hands, But it never leaves our lives. That's one thing you should know. It goes ahead of us, blessing others, building God's church, and bringing glory to God. So this morning, I want you to take away that you give not for applause, but you give because giving is worship. Amen. Brahma Kumamu. Brahma Kumamu. Brahma Kumamu. Rajisas. Ramu. Come in, oh Lord, come in to stay, come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Let the Lord come into your heart. Let him convict you to give unto him. Let him convict you to sow a seed that will bring you abundant blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that reminds us that giving is worship and gratitude is the heartbeat of generosity. Lord, teach us to give unto you with joy, faith, and thankfulness. Father, let our offering rise as a sweet fragrance before you. And may our giving reflect our love and deepen our trust in you. Father, bless every cheerful giver here today and cause their lives to overflow with your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.